Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Daly, and joining us on our studio line, we have coach of the Jackson High School football Vikings, Coach Jack Farley. Jack, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here today, and well, we're just really excited for the high school football season. You know, it's just great to get out under the lights to see the kids play, but it's also just great seeing this sense of community and things finally getting back to some sense of normalcy. Are you just excited to have potentially a normal season this year?
Well, yeah, and of course we're always at this point cautiously optimistic about those kinds of things, but yeah, we are grateful to be out there and grateful to be able to spend time with the kids and the coaching staff and all the families and really to kind of give the community a boost.
Yeah. So if you could, tell me a little bit about what your expectations are for the season. What's a successful season for you look like this year?
Well, you know, our probably number one goal every year is to compete for a conference championship, and we feel like we have that within our grasp this year. We will have to overcome some growing pains. We're probably two-thirds to three-quarters juniors. We have a very small senior class, but we've got some very talented juniors that hopefully will mature quickly in the early going and get some wins under our belt early on going throughout the conference schedule.
Well, if you could, highlight some of those starters for us. Who's coming back, and tell us a little bit about them and what you expect from them for this season.
Well, we, you know, got a couple of key returning seniors. Marcus Hoskins started for us last year on the defensive line, was first team all conference, and he comes back to kind of bolster that group and lead us on the defense. Orlando Trader is a three-year varsity player committed to Central Michigan University to play football next fall, and he will play wide receiver and corner for us. Gibson Drummond is a junior who started for us a year ago, about half the year as a sophomore at quarterback, and he's back, and hopefully will grow into that position and kind of take the offense as his own. And then we've got some other guys that got a lot of key experience a year ago. Josh Billingsley at linebacker, and Dietrich Reed in the secondary, Jarrell Harrell in the secondary and at wide receiver. So we're looking forward to those guys.
To have a sophomore starting at quarterback last year, a junior now, and looking forward, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but looking forward to next year, to have someone in, you know, to be a part of the speed, to be in the varsity level of the system for 3 years. I mean, what's that going to mean for the team looking ahead?
Well, obviously it's an incredibly valuable experience, and Gibson is a real student of the game and very coachable young man, very bright young man, 4.0 student, I think this year will be really important in his growth as a quarterback and his growth as a leader.
Is it fair to say that all these players that you had just talked about, would you consider them all the leaders of the team? Who are the ones that really stand out that the rest of the team follows?
Well, you know, a lot of them are kind of growing into that solid group of leaders last year as seniors. So, yeah, Marcus and Orlando and Gibson are three of our kind of returning leaders. We've got some other guys that have kind of different roles on the team but are great leaders. Jesse Busby is an inside linebacker for us. It's a great leader. I just want to mention him as well.
So right now, you know, being kind of late into the practice season, getting ready for your first game next week, this coming week, tell me a little bit about where you see your strengths are as a team, and, you know, on the other side of that, where do you need to improve?
Well, I think we've got a lot of speed. I think talent, you know, within this skill position groups on both offense and defense, I think are probably strengths. You know, I think since I've been here, there's probably, you know, we've had speed before, but you know, I think there's more guys that have speed, if that makes sense, more depth in the speed this year than in years past. So I think that will be our strength on both sides of the ball. You know, our biggest weakness at this point is just our experience. You know, we're playing with so many underclassmen potentially in all junior offensive line. A lot of our starters at the skill position spots will be underclassmen as well. So, you know, just that lack of experience is really going to be something that we have to work hard to overcome.
So is it fair to say part of what you're building on this year, you're really going to be setting the table for even greater success next year, looking at all these younger?
We're certainly not. You know, we're not looking past this year, but you know, it does the experience that they gain this year and the success that they have this year will certainly be a springboard to next year.
Week one, you're at Hazlitt. Week two, you're at Grand Ledge. It's got to be. It can't be ideal having to start the season with two away games.
Well, and actually, we follow up with state semifinalist Chelsea at Chelsea as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Our first three games at all three levels are going to be away this year because of the construction that's going on at Jackson High. So, yeah, it's certainly not ideal when you're playing against three solid programs like Hazlitt, Grand Ledge, and Chelsea, but the end result is going to be something that we're very grateful for. So we'll make those sacrifices now for a really cool thing in the future.
Tell us about week one at Hazlitt. What do you need to do to walk out of there with a win?
Well, week one, regardless of who you're playing and what kind of team you have, it's going to boil down to minimizing mistakes and minimizing your opponent's big plays. You know, so I think defensively, we've just got to be sound from a fundamental standpoint. We've got to tackle well. We've got to have our fits properly and take good angles and just hustle. You know, and then offensively, we've got to take care of the football and we've got to execute to as high a degree as possible, because I think oftentimes you lose week one games more often than the other team beats you. So, you know, we've got to make sure we don't beat ourselves week one.
Looking at Hazlitt, what is it that you really have to focus on and try to prevent them from doing?
Honestly, at this point, we just got the Hazlitt this morning, and so we really have really opportunity to break them down specifically at this point. But, you know, we're going to focus on being balanced offensively. You know, we're going to need to run the football, and we've got to be efficient in the passing game. And you know, defensively, if you stop the run, that's always going to set you up to have success.
Fair to say, like, these first couple games, they're more defensive-minded until the offense really starts to click?
Well, for us, it's going to have to be, you know, so hopefully defensive coordinator Antonio Parker and his staff have a great game plan and the kids execute it well early on so we can set ourselves up for success.
All right. Looking ahead, I know coaches don't like to look past what they have coming up this week, but looking ahead to Grand Ledge, game number two, pretty much the same deal. As far as keeping things in line to walk out of there with a W?
Well, Grand Ledge, you know, we do know a little bit about because we were in their conference for years, and they're typically going to be a big physical group. I don't know that they're going to have the enormous offensive line that they've had in the past, and they're a little bit different scheme-wise, but, you know, that's a game you're going to have to be mentally prepared for because it's Grand Ledge is kind of a cool environment from the standpoint that they're a big school in a small town, and so, you know, you go in there and you're not just playing against the 11 dudes on the field, but you're playing against all of Grand Ledge. So that'll be a great experience for our guys and an opportunity to grow.
Before we came on today, I checked out a recent MLive article, and in that article you said if the world played football at Jackson, the world would be a better place. I get it from the context of the article, but I'm going to ask for you to please explain, what does that mean to our listeners?
Well, I think Jackson High School perhaps might be the single most diverse high school in the state of Michigan. And when you say diversity, people immediately go to racial diversity, and there certainly is that at Jackson High, but I really don't think that's the real thing. You know, a lot of it is socioeconomic. You know, we've had guys on our team that live in $2 million mansions, and we've had guys on our team that are homeless. And I don't think you see that in very many other places. And we have guys on our team whose parents are cardiac surgeons, and we have guys on our team whose parents are in prison. And so, you know, just the diversity of experience, the diversity of backgrounds can be a weakness from the standpoint that if you don't understand each other and understand that those differences really aren't what define us, but it's the commonality that we have that defines us. And I think at Jackson High in general, we do a really good job of working through that and coming together rather than separating. And I think that's really been critical to the success that we've had in the football program is, you know, building on the commonality rather than the differences.
As a coach, it's not always just X's and O's. I mean, people come to the stands to watch their friends, to watch their students, to watch their students play, and of course, they're hoping for the good outcome on the field. But as a coach at this level and in this town, it's not about X's and O's. And some of the things that you had just mentioned, I mean, you are a father figure to some of those kids that are on your team. It's more than football. It's really about community, being a leader, and helping these kids succeed in life.
Well, and it's using the game of football, which they're there for because they enjoy it, and using that game to hopefully build some skills that will help them be successful later in life. You know, skills that you don't necessarily get from English class or physics class, and not to diminish the importance of those things, of course, but you know, I think there's things that go on in high school athletics and in football in particular that uniquely prepare young men to be successful adults as husbands and fathers and leaders in the community.
Is there any stone that we left unturned here today?
No. I think you covered it pretty well.
Well, we appreciate your time, and we're looking forward to having you join us a handful more times throughout the season, especially once we get closer to that first home game. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. I'd be glad to.
All right. Jack Farley, J-High football coach, joining us here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. This is Talk Back Jackson Sports.